Welcome back, guys. This is part two of our epic 2.5 hour long podcast about Avengers Endgame. And this section will be talking about the 5 year time jump. Okay, enjoy. So this is basically after the chopping of head. Now they did a time jump. So I'll let who's next? Who did I did last? So let's go around the other way around. So I'll go back to Shi, and I want to ask everybody: wait, was anybody surprised by that jump to start off with? Because
Nope.
when I
I
saw
was.
that, okay, good. When I saw it, I literally my mouth dropped open in shock when I saw
I
that.
thought they would show us the transition of time. I didn't think it would be a straight cut jump 5 years later. You know, I thought they'd be like, okay, there'd be some kind of logical transition. I felt that there would be something. I just didn't think it would be like that. Actually, I thought they would start with a time jump. You
Oh,
know,
okay.
so I can kind of
Okay,
think,
well,
okay, this happens down the road. But I kind of
for
get it.
me, for me,
actually, go.
when I
Yeah,
was
it's your turn
keen
anyway.
in, when I was when I was keen in to go into the theater, they have these cutout posters, you get, and I was looking at Cap in the poster, and he had gray hair, he had white. Just felt those kind of small details, you know, they put there, and he felt I was like, why does he have, why does this guy have gray hair? Why did
Gray
he
hair.
age? It like whitish, wasn't black. If you check all your Infinity War, Endgame posters, yeah, somewhere his hair is black, and then there are the time skip 5 years after hair. He
Oh,
had whitened a bit.
you mean blonde? His hair had
more
gone back to blonde.
blondish, yeah, I think it, yeah.
Was it blonde? Well, I don't know. Wasn't dark. Was white. It was whiter anyway. So seeing that, in my mind, I really like something's going to happen. And then when they did the final, I was like, oh, okay. And it made sense to me because, yeah, for you to create that atmosphere of doom and gloom, yeah, you need to skip those years and to now show everybody looking like mopes and, you know, the speeches now. That whole scene of Widow sitting down like Professor X or what would I call her now? And then everybody showing up on screen. That whole piece, I was just annoyed. I'm like, you should just shut up. Man, you just want to use this time to show that Widow is feeling somehow being affected. That, hey, we know. Just move that out of the
How
way.
would
Why am
you
I interested?
know?
See,
It's
he wants action. That's
I
what
know
it
he
is.
wants action. I want to know how he knows it affected her.
Jay, let me just give you. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why Infinity War and Thanos in that movie was so impactful. Because
You're not
when
even
he did what he
successfully
did.
telling me. They had to show me. Some things have to be shown, man. Some things are
No, that's
show,
the
not
thing.
tell.
Once Thanos said what he wanted to do, left to me, my imagination already done the work. He didn't say he was going to wipe out half the people on Earth. He said he was going to wipe out half everybody in the universe. That for me, that you say something like that, it's just something I think about once. I'm like, okay. Oh, and then boom! And they died. Of course, you feel pain, you can't cry, but they moved on 5 years after everybody had moved on. So I wasn't really interested in them crying, whatever. I was just waiting for someone to come and say this is the solution to the problem. But what that one Widow was doing there, just talking, I was like, yeah, it was annoying. They're just so I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Talk, 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 talk. Like I said, Arrow and Flash. I hate speeches, man. Just wasting your time. Just time wasting. And then Pym comes back. I mean, what am I saying? Why am I calling him Pym? Ant-Man. What's that his name again?
Scott Lang.
Scott. I just like that guy. I like him as an actor.
Oh,
And
thank
then I like
you.
the way he plays Ant-Man. So
Thank
when he came,
you.
I was like, ooh. Yeah, that's a breath of fresh air from those normal. Then I must say something. I remember I've said this thing while before. I'm tired of the old, that's the original set of Avengers. I don't like any of them. They annoy me anytime I see them. So that's Cap, Iron, blah, 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 blah. So once Marvel started with the Phase 2, the Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, yeah, those are the characters that I always want to see on screen. So when Ant-Man came back, I was like, yes, yes, yes. And then that's with Cap. Wait, is this segment, does it include when Tony goes to meet, I mean, when Cap goes to meet Tony and then he starts crying?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you, yeah, yeah. Okay, your hand. And then we get to that part. I'm like, what a waste of time, because I know. You don't... I know he's going to still come back. So what was the point of that? As far as I'm concerned, it was a waste of time. You see, I've shelved off parts from the beginning where we would have saved time. Shelved off another part today when they were talking. I've shelved off this another time, and it was a huge scene. They did a huge setup. I heard that there was supposed to be a scene when Tony does the finger stuff. He sees his daughter somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was what that whole scene was supposed to be a payoff for, a setup for. But to me, it just felt not needed. Like, again, too much talking. I don't want to see talking. Just get on with this thing. I said, sharply, just get on with it. Then they revealed Banner. I know we had an issue with spoiler somewhere, with some people complaining. But to me, when I saw it, I was like, yeah. It would have been huge if I didn't know before that there was going to be a professor. And I'd always been asking questions like, okay, of all the people they could have shown us in the 5-year skip, how he got to that place would have been better than all the other stuff they showed, to me, in my opinion. That's actually an interesting, that's a really interesting thing for me that happened in that 5-year time skip. That Banner went from how we saw him in Infinity War, where he couldn't even bring out the Hulk, to two of them now coming together and just, okay, deciding to work together and stuff like that. So I don't know. For me, that part, I'd love to see. Yeah?
But if they do that, you're the one who said the movie was too long.
No. What I meant is that's an interesting... How would I put it? That's an interesting... Again, I'm not saying that.
But there
an interesting thing that happened...
A lot of things
that I would have been interested in knowing how that came about. I'm not necessarily saying it's the movie. I'm just saying that, you know, it's a time skip. When you do a time skip, you're supposed to see it before and after, and it's supposed to bring out some emotions or make you raise your eye at some stuff, yeah? For all the characters, I wasn't impressed with anything. It was only Banner and his change. That was the only thing that I'm like, whoa, okay. In 5 years, something must have happened somewhere. And then, if they had the right to make a Hulk movie, there, smack, that's where you can make a Hulk movie out of. Those 5 years, how it goes through that phase. Stuff like that. That's just what I'm saying. I'm not saying... If you add it to the film, have you added to the film again now?
Yeah. We might get one. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
So, what else happened again? And then Lang comes back. And yes, what happened to the parents? I mean, to his ex-wife and his her husband, the cop. What happened to them?
Well, I guess they were either in that house or they were dusted. The house he went to. I presume
They weren't dusted because at the end of the movie.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, so I'm like, maybe they forgot them. Or, no, it's not easy.
At the end of the movie, everybody who's dusted is back now. So seeing them at the end doesn't pay anything. It doesn't mean anything.
I'm saying that, no, they are key. You can't just rule them out now.
Why would you not think they were in the house?
Hold up. Where's Scott Lang's entire crew? They didn't show his crew. The focus.
No, not his crew now. He went to his house. That's his house. She lives there with her house.
She wasn't at home.
Maybe they were not home. Or they were out.
At the end of the movie. Then at the end of the movie. where everything is set to.
Hold up. I'm definitely down with Kingsley on this. I'm down with Kingsley on this. For a guy who's complaining about how long
This one is not.
Hold on. For a guy who's complaining about how long they trimmed the return of the guy to, he appears, he finds out people died, he runs to check if his daughter's alive.
I've moved to the end of the movie. That's his wife's house. That's my point. In the first and second movie, she has always been in that house. He goes there, he sees his daughter fine. Wife and husband are supposed to be there. If they're dusted, no problem.
Husband at the end of the I wonder why he's in that house in daytime. The wife also may be working. I don't know why they didn't show her. They showed 2 minutes. Guy showed up at the door, hugs the girl, and they can't see.
At the end of the movie, they are back in that house, hugging with Hope and Scott and the daughter in that house. I'm like, it just felt wrong. These are people you've seen. Yeah, they were in the house now. Why? Okay, so they went to work too.
I don't get what you're saying at all. Yeah. I really don't get what you're saying. Like, it's confusing to me.
Are you saying at the end, when they were doing the epilogue, there was a scene with Scott, the daughter, and Wasp. He's saying that was on the steps of their house.
Of their house.
So he's saying
I don't agree it was the same house. I don't even know if it was the same house. Hold on.
I watched the film once. I keep that out. You watched it three times. you watched it three times. You couldn't pick that out. No, it was.
You're missing. Let me make the point. Point is, it's irrelevant which house it was, because when co-parenting families in this part of the world, house is not the real issue. You can be in that. Like, look at The Rock and his wife and his ex-wife and her boyfriend. Her boyfriend, who's his trainer. I mean, people interact like that. Look at Demi Moore and Bruce Willis. And
that's the point I'm making now. They always interacted. You know?
Exactly. The point is this: you can't always show everybody. Yeah. There's no need to show the parents. They see him and his daughter. They back together. He shows up. She's older. She's a teen girl. How old was she by that time? She looked much older, like 14 or 15. You can leave her in the house alone and go out and do other stuff. That's the fact that that's something you're picking on as a pain point is baffling to me, man. But let me just jump in and say what I didn't like about the 5-year thing.
Hang on a minute. Shay, have you finished? Or you got more to add?
What again happened in the 5 years? They did, and then next part is when they went for the mission. I think, that was part of the preachy part. To me, a lot of scenes there were needed. They are done. But look, I'm not going to talk about Russo like they are perfect filmmakers. They are not.
Okay.
Better would have made better time of that 5-year skip and to have been shorter.
Okay.
Same does, flat ass time. I know people that had muscle pull after
the. Alright, so you Atibo, we don't hear. Hey, Jay, enter, my friend.
Okay, first of all, we need to. Anyway, let me leave that matter. Let me just move on. 5 years later, the one thing about it that I didn't particularly like was I felt like they missed the chance to show properly the multiple threads. And it ties into another question, which I'll just tackle now, which is something I didn't really like about the film. I felt that Widow didn't get proper due. They didn't properly chart her arc. Because for the people who died, Widow and Tony, you humanize the person who dies in the story so that people have it, so it has emotional heft when they do die. Okay, so they try to do that for Widow by showing the fact that her best friend in life, who apparently is Hawkeye, the one guy that she would leave whatever she's doing anywhere in the world and head back to make sure he's okay, the one person who, when his wife, he has a family she knows, nobody else on the team knew. And they're showing the fact that she's trying to deal with this pain, and they tell her, she learns that Hawkeye may have become Ronin, and he's basically taking out people who he feels don't deserve to live anymore since good people died. You can see her processing that and fighting with herself between, you know, he's probably right and I should probably go save him from himself. So I liked that whole part, but I felt like they didn't do enough to show, okay, what has she personally been doing, you know, to deal with things, to cope. I heard that they had thought of doing an arc where there's some story beats where she basically, like, you know, took over or was working with some kids, like all these, you know, like basically all these parents disappeared. So a lot of kids suddenly don't have parents. And she took it upon herself to try and, you know, like work with a few orphans and some kids who didn't have anyone to take care of.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And that would have been,
Let me ask you a question.
There wasn't a question.
You said the widow's part. No, you said, yeah, the question of they didn't humanize widow enough. Why didn't they do that?
It's not a question. Well, I'm saying that's the thing I thought they could have done more of. Like, they could have taken more time as they were showing Tony.
Other parts when she was talking to them on the screen. I don't know. It's the way I watch movies. I don't know. It's not as if I'm claiming what kind of expert, but you can see all those stuff. That scene was for her, not the seven guys on the screen. So, I don't know. Maybe you didn't notice that.
I noticed it, but I said they could have done more because they showed that she basically threw herself into the work. And for her, it was about, okay, we need to hold ourselves together. We need to keep this stuff together. And she basically lived in that place. That's why they probably had thoughts about having some of those scenes of showing her shooting and practice. Basically, all she thinks about is the work. She's not leaving this to go help her friend, the one guy she would leave. And I'm like, she'll go take care of. I'm like, I felt like they could have done more to give us a widow story, but then at the same time, they hadn't, you know, to be fair, they hadn't taken the time to do that through three other movies that they could have done that, so it would have felt forced. So I understand why they didn't do it. So okay, that's cool. I get it. But personally, I thought they could have done a little bit more with that in that open, that 5-year sequence. The second thing about the 5-year sequence, that the 5-year later time jump that worked for me was, ironically, he's complaining about it. But I think that was their intention. Everybody's in this, they're stuck in this doom and gloom, you know, routine. Like, well, what are we doing now? Well, hey, there's something happened. Yeah, okay, everything, have we taken care of it? What do you mean? It's an underground earthquake. We can't do anything. Okay, how about this? It's fine. How about this? It's fine. So they're all snipping at each other and accepting that they're all doing their best. And then, like you said, a breath of fresh air. Scott Lang shows up, boom, like, okay, he has not had to deal with all of this and he may have a way to solve the problem because he comes, it's like the whole thing where, you know, there's a class and everybody's struggling with the math question. A guy comes in who didn't hear how tough the question is, sat down and just solved the problem and said, hey, I've got the answer. That's what happened there. So I like that. I really thought it actually worked in terms of showing the fact that the team was fractured. Some of them were trying to keep things going, but it's hard. But Scott Lang shows up and just changes the tempo. Like, what about if we do this? What about if we do that? So they use two things to do that. They use the fact that he actually had an idea that could work, plus they use his, you know, humor, his natural humor. And to an extent, it almost didn't work and was probably unnecessary. The whole, you know, Hulk smash, you know, take a picture of Ant-Man 2 thing. That almost didn't work. But I felt it's one of those things where I'm like, eh. Okay, that's not for me. It's for some other people, but it's not for me. Like, I didn't need that, but that's cool.
Cool. Anything else?
Yeah, like I said, they're not perfect. So, yeah, I can understand. Yeah. What is there, those actually made sense. Me, I liked it. You know, I said that Hulk part was interesting to me. So, yeah, I can understand why.
Oh, I love the Hulk part. Now, let me address something you said. I really feel you're right. They did miss an opportunity to show us the reconciliation of Banner and Hulk. But there's something I'm going to address down the road as we end this. I think, you know, we talked about one of the points. I'm looking at it here. You said we'll talk about what's next for the MCU.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that's next for the MCU will be things like that, the loose ends that they think are loose ends, but it's great for you to now
go back
show
on.
Us as...
Yep.
Yeah, you can go back on those things and pay them off in other films.
So,
if you're going to tell a story, you can't pay everything off. You do have to leave some gaps so that you can pay it off further. That's part of what makes it a working universe, because there's things that I didn't understand and you now explain more. 2 minutes in one film can become 20 minutes in another film.
Yep,
you know what I mean? Indeed. So,
cool. Anything else you want to add?
Nah, I'm good.
Mr. Austria.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good, that's it. Nothing. I mean,
you guys already said everything about the five games later. So.
Okay.
So you see this one that was already dreaming of the return of Thanos, asking him what was it?
Well, and this, I'm gonna say this now. This section is my best section of the whole movie. This is the bit I enjoyed the most to the extreme. I loved it. I loved the doom and gloom to start. I loved it when Scott Lang turned up. I loved the whole Paul Rudd. I think it's brilliant. No comment from you, Kingsley. You just keep quiet.
Please. Oh, he's terrible.
Yeah, I just loved how I loved how they established, as you said, doom and gloom. I do think, listening to Jay, what Jay said about Black Widow, I now actually think maybe that's why, and we'll get to that scene in the end when she dies. It didn't really hit me that hard. I just thought, oh, okay. Maybe if they did a bit more, especially that children bit, maybe I might have felt a bit more. Maybe. But
I was just thinking of salary, Disney.
But as soon as Scott Lang showed up, I was loving it. I loved every single scene he was in. I loved his panic, his confusion. I loved when he was running his panic at that memorial place. I don't know what it was, a park or something. And he was scared, thinking that he's going to see
that
his daughter.
I was just tripping. That was a shade of Good, Bad, the Ugly when Tuco was looking for the gold and running the cemetery, trying to pick out the grave where the gold was. That was how that felt to me. The music, everything. Him just running around, looking at the names, running around.
And I was thinking, are they going to show her name? And then when they show his name, I actually bust out laughing. Because, you know, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, of course, his name would be on it, you know. Because I thought, this is... And this is where, maybe, when I talk about what's next for MCU, because this is my best session, I want more set in that period. And I want some, you know, all the doom... That kid, there was a kid on a bike that Paul... I can't remember what he asked this kid. But this kid had...
Yeah, he asked him what happened.
Yeah, and this kid's, the look on that kid's face, like, Amo, Isaac Barre, you know, like, the guy looks so despondent, depressed. That kid's expression alone told you all you need to know about that world. And I just loved it. And then obviously, him seeing his daughter was brilliant. And then I thought,
I want to ask, since everybody has spoken, didn't she feel to look too old?
Who?
The girl. The daughter. Yeah.
Well, no, because I thought about that, but then I looked back at how old she was in the old films.
Yeah, I don't live in the good world, though. Maybe that's how they grew, but to me...
You know, she's gone from 9 to 14. And for girls, that's the biggest jump. And one thing about...
That's 14 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's 5 years.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how they look like, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, Jay might know this. One thing, girls also grow... girls have the biggest growth sprout before boys.
Sure. As well.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. No, I get all that part. Yeah, I don't know. Also, to me, she's just kind of too old. I'm like, whoa, okay.
Oh, well, you thought she was too old?
No. Again, it depends. Okay, for example, it's the first Ant-Man movie, she's 6. In Ant-Man and the Wasp, she's 9.
Yeah.
The 5-year jump from that is she's 14.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, I've seen 14-year-olds that, you know...
are bigger than that. Oh, yeah, easily.
They're bigger than that. They look a little that old.
Yeah.
So, the funny thing is, that's also an age. It's kind of an age that's a bit gray, because you can see some kids who, they'll tell you they're 14 or they're 16 or they look about the same. In terms of, you know, some of them look like 14, okay, 15, okay, 16, okay, yeah. And like Dapo said, for girls, that's usually that's their peak, you know, growing period between 13, 14. Because some of them were just, that's why you see girls who are the same age as boys in their 12, 13, 14s, they look older than the guys, bigger than the guys, because they mature faster there and they stop growing at 18 anyway. So while the guys have 3 years.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I think maybe now I just figure out what the problem is. I think I'll go and watch Ant-Man and the Wasp. maybe she looked too small. Maybe it's that she looked too small there for the gap or something. I don't know. But yeah.
I will agree with you that casting the girl they cast, I think they cast her that way with an eye toward the future.
Cast
for it. But the truth of the matter is, unfortunately for them, the actress they picked at the beginning was a real smallie. You know, and they wanted to use that smallie and cuteness to demonstrate how cute she is, how adorable she is, how precocious she is. But now you have to think, okay, Cassie Lang, 14 years old, now the entire universe is in the future. They need to cast somebody who can actually, you know, start becoming, running around doing stuff.
To be honest, that's what I saw when I saw the, when I saw her open the door. Ooh, giant girl. I was like, that's what I saw immediately. Then my brain started doing the whole, she doesn't look like, how did she grow that fast? You're right.
Yeah, I first thought it was the mother when she was coming through the screen. I'm like, that's Cassie.
One thing that sad thing for me is that girl. I don't want to say the girl. I mean the child actor in the Ant-Man films. To me, she was adorable. She has one scene.
She'll be missed.
She had one scene in Ant-Man and Wasp where she had this smirk on her face. It's one of my best scenes ever, and I'm just sad that we won't see her again. But that's life. I love this. And then when Paul got to the Avengers, that scene, and we've seen this in the trailer, because I just said that scene when he's ringing that gate, that doorbell, and Cap stands up and goes, "Is this a recording?" To me, that's Oscar-level acting. The look on his face, the hope or fear, what's this? Have they come back? You can see it all on his face. You know, when he saw Ant-Man on that video, and Natasha told him, that's the front gate. I just loved all of that. And then obviously he comes in, and I don't know who said that, Jay or somebody. It's only been 5 hours to him, so he doesn't get all this doom and gloom. He's thinking, what's going on? We could sort this. Has time travel. It was brilliant. I loved all of that.
There's nothing they could do when you think about it. I mean, they cast an older actress just to play a 14-year-old. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And like you said,
I'm not criticizing them. I'm just saying I'm going to miss the child actor. But what can you do? You can't do anything about it. And then that Hulk scene you're saying, I remember watching it. I'm thinking, is that too much? I was literally thinking that in my head.
It was almost cringe.
I think they just literally stopped it just in time.
And that was bad. Okay.
Before it went, too far and become bad. And the directors even said it. They weren't sure about that scene. They actually said they weren't sure whether they went too far or did they just stop it in enough time. And
it felt like improv.
More depth to what I was saying about what happened to this guy between 5 years that he's sitting down, eating, and people are coming in, want to take selfie. I'm saying, what actually happened to him? Because that whole thing just felt out of place. Yeah. No, it was out of
character. I absolutely agree with you, because the idea that regular people would want to come up to Hulk and take pictures, what has he been doing to gain the public trust that parents let their kids walk up to the big green dude? Like, seriously. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you kidding me? So, I agree. They should have.
There's a story there, and this goes back to some people have been talking a lot about the treatment of Hulk over these two films. And some people are saying, is it a Russo thing?
I disagree with everybody who did that.
Is it a Russo thing, or are they saving him for something else? There's been a lot of questions about that. And you're right. Why is he so popular? Why they say, go green? So obviously he's some new celeb type guy. But anyway, 5 years later, it's my favorite arc of all, and I want more in that period. And I don't know if I'm ever going to get any, but I'm hoping the Black Widow film is set in that period. But who knows? I don't know. The film we're getting next year, it might be actually in the gap.
Hopefully, it will be a time 1980s or something like that.
Oh God, I don't want that.
I think that's working for women right now. So I think everybody will just continue with that.
What's that mean?
Let's look at it now. Wonder Woman started it. Captain Marvel, they could have made the film in the present. How they could have done anything.
What did Woman do? Wonder Woman was not in the '80s.
What I mean is fast. He means retro.
It's a period. He basically means
period piece. Yeah, period piece.
So women can only do period piece. Hey.
Well, I don't know. No, that's what they are doing. All of them are doing it.
He's just being absurd. You say that it's working for the women. So hey, if it works for her too, great, no problem. I mean, so
okay. Well, let's see.
You know, I have a totally different take on the Hulk thing, and I want to just throw that out there for you guys. Personally, I read something very interesting because of the issues that Marvel is having with Universal. Universal still has distribution rights to Hulk.
Yes.
Basically, if you make a Hulk movie, they have to distribute it. That's the agreement now. So Marvel is ready to give that cash over to Universal for doing nothing just to distribute. I mean, now they have. I mean, Disney definitely has its own agreement. That's like giving them a chunk of $2.7 billion. No, they're not going to do it. So because of that, and because Universal, you know, they're not under any obligation to play nice, so they said, well, screw you, we're not giving it back, and you signed it, so bye-bye. So because of that, I remember Mark Ruffalo said he had a conversation with the guys at Marvel, Feige and his team, about the character of Hulk and where they saw it going the next few years. And he said that they had very clearly said to him that, what do you want to do with it? He said, well, these are the stories I want to tell in a Hulk movie. They said, okay, well... And that includes things like, you know, World War Hulk, Planet Hulk, Planet Hulk, Hulk's the monster and all that. Basically, and then the resolution of Banner and Hulk coming together. And basically, they said, why don't we, the usual three-part story arc, the usual three-arc, you know, story structure, why don't we do that across multiple films? Like, we can basically tell the Hulk story in the background of many films. So if you look at Hulk from when we first meet him in the Avengers, you know, Mark Ruffalo playing him, he's a fractured guy. He's basically on the run. He's giving up. I can't kill myself. I'm trapped like this. I've learned to live with it. And then you move him further, and he continues to be that same basic, you know, the nuclear option, the guy who he's resentful of his power. He's scared of it. He doesn't want to hurt people. So they figure out ways to manage it. Okay, you can calm me down when I've gone too far. And then you see in Age of Ultron where he loses it and nearly ends South Africa. Ah, man, this dude. That's enough reason actually to be... But the difference is... Yeah, the difference is because they stopped him now. If it was rampaging like that, you know what he could have done. The point being, though, in the comics, Hulk loses it multiple times. The Avengers say, you know, the Cabal says, we can't leave you here, and they shoot him into space. In this case, at the end of Age of Ultron, Hulk shoots himself into space, more or less. They just flip it over and make it self-imposed exile. And then you now have a form of the beats, the story beats of Planet Hulk, and then you bring him back to Earth and make his find some resolution and acceptance among the people. So that's the story arc I see. He goes from beast to finding redemption to coming back and, you know, finding peace with himself. And that's the storyline they've, you know, taken him through. And I kind of like it. I just feel like they could have shown a little bit more of the resolution part of it, you know. And I really would like to see that movie.
Yeah, well, but to budget that point, Hulk would then be is a great chance for them to use him on Disney Plus, because then there's no Universal problem. Give him a 6-inch episode, exploit it there.
Ooh,
you get around the problem straight away.
Well, that depends. Universal could too, but let's see.
No. They've only got film rights.
If Universal only has,
Right. Okay. So
that would be great. I would sign up to Disney Plus for that alone. I'm signing up anyway, but I would sign up to Disney Plus for that alone. A 6 or 10 episode story of what happened after.
Yeah. Right, guys, we've overrun heavily on 5 years later. Let's jump down to the time heist.